Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, America's libertarian voice and independent streaming internet radio station, broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to around the world. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano, and this is your antidote to popular talk radio. This broadcast is being brought to you live on Thursday morning, November 12, 2009, at now 6:36 a.m. Central Time in the good old USA. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now before this bureaucratic oversight and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. Well, good morning, everyone. During our live broadcast, we invite you to call 646-652-4620. That's 646-652-4620. Send us email anytime to comments@libertytalkradio.com. comments@libertytalkradio.com. I also encourage you to get educated on economic issues. Go to Andy Sutton's website, mytwocentsonline.com. In his weekly newsletter, Andy discusses economic issues and how they affect you. You can also listen to Andy's commentary on contraryinvestorscafe.com. Lastly, I would like to remind our listeners to subscribe to our reminder service by visiting our website and clicking on the subscribe icon. Well, good morning, everyone. Sorry for the late start. We did have telephone problems. Seems that we've been having a lot of problems lately with our station. We had our broadcast on the Thursday, Monday afternoon, and unfortunately, we could not get a good connection. So here we are. Again, this is Joe Cristiano. I'm your host for Liberty Talk Radio, 646-652-4620. We temporarily fixed up our phones. Hopefully we'll get that all fixed up by later on today, so we won't have this problem again. I'd like to talk this morning about not so much healthcare, because everyone's heard more about the healthcare bill than they could absorb, I'm sure, and everyone is confused, disgusted, and they just don't know what to do. What I want to do is explain from my perspective exactly what is happening, and it's not going to be about the content of the bill, but the content of the bill is horrible, is beyond horrible. And one reason I know is because I know an audiologist, a doctor of audiology. She is not the type that ever wants to discuss economic issues, political issues. Whenever we get together and we have a start on that, I mean, she gets angry. She just doesn't want to hear it, you know? So she's the type that, leave me alone, I have my world, somehow things will work out, leave me alone. She decided to read part of the healthcare bill, the part that has to do with, you know, her business and whatever, you know, her medical practice. She broke out crying when she thought that the House bill, when it was passed, meant that it was passed, totally passed, you know, by Congress, and that it was going to go into effect soon. She broke out and cried. Now, my friend who lives with her told me that. I mean, she actually cried. And she said, I now want to move out of the country. I do not want to practice here anymore. I mean, for her to say that is such a startling quantum leap, you have no idea. Now, here's a gal who doesn't want to talk politics, doesn't believe all this garbage, you know, about the economy and that, you know, it'll work out type thing. And here she is saying, I want to move out of the country after reading part of the bill. Now, I take that to heart. I mean, that stuff is serious. This is someone that I know. I know the person. They're very genuine in the whole bit. They're not prone to exaggeration or anything like that. And here she is wanting to leave the country because of the stupid bill. Now, that makes it more frightening than I thought it was. Well, we should be frightened with this bill, but we have to understand what's going on. I have an article here. It's by, Andrew Napolitano. He's the guy, the attorney, you know, on Fox News. And he says it very well. I'm going to quote some of this thing. He says, for the first time in American history, if this bill becomes law, the feds will force you to buy insurance you might not want or may not need or cannot afford. Listen to that. This is Napolitano. The feds will force you to buy insurance you might not want or may not need or cannot afford. If you don't purchase what the government tells you to buy, if you don't do so when they tell you to do it, and if you don't buy just what they say is right for you, the government may fine you, prosecute you, and even put you in jail. Freedom of choice and control over your own body will be lost. The privacy of your communications and medical decisions medical decision making with your physician will be gone. Understand that, folks. More of your hard-earned dollars will be at the disposal of the federal bureaucrats. Folks, it's not supposed to be this way. We elected the government. It works for us. How did it get so removed, so unbridled, so arrogant that it can tell us how to live our personal lives? Evil rarely comes upon us at once, and liberty is rarely lost in one stroke. It happens gradually over the years and decades and even centuries. A little stretch here, a cave in there, powers are slowly taken from the states and the people, and before you know it, we have one big monster government that recognizes no restraint on its ability to tell us how to live our lives. It claims the power to regulate any activity, tax any behavior, and demand conformity to any standard it chooses. This is from Andrew Napolitano, and it's excellent. Excellent article. Jay Ambrose writes an article, "You'll Get Obamacare and Love It or Else." And it says it all. He says, "Oh, what a night," said Speaker Nancy Pelosi, referring to the passage of the health care bill, largely on lies, exaggerations, and left-wing zaniness. "President Obama," she said, "provided the vision and the momentum to get the job done for the American people. For starters, what the American people, their institutions, and businesses would face if the Senate would go along with this plotted catastrophe is an extraordinary set of constraints and demands." It goes on and on. Here is my point. This is the point of this broadcast, albeit it's going to be in a very abbreviated one because we have we had phone problems and we started about 7 minutes late. How do you think this all comes about? Who do you think wrote the 1,900 pages? Think about it. You have a bill that is not really readable. It's in 1,900 pages of small print saying, you know, this and that, and refer to 4E.II of the such and such legislation. I mean, it's so intricate, you can't get through page one. I mean, let me do it this way. Let's make it simple. Let's say we have a meeting, five of us, six of us get together, we have a meeting, and we have to make a simple decision. You know, whether we're going to walk the dog at 3 o'clock. That should be easy. We all get together and say, well, I can't make it 3 o'clock. I think 3 o'clock is a bad time. We should make it 4 o'clock, 5 or 2 o'clock. You know, we would have this discussion for an hour, deciding whether or not we're going to walk the dog at 3 o'clock. It's not going to be easy. Now, you can imagine for a second, having a 1,900-page bill. How do they go into committee and discuss it? Think about it. I want you to really think. This is the answer I get from my progressives. They say, oh, well, the congressman didn't read it. I agree with you. They just get the highlights from their staff. Their staff read it. Their staff read it? Who's their staff? People that they hire, a political bureaucrat, kids and whatever they have come in here? You mean these kids read a 1,900-page book on medical care legislation and they knew what they were reading? You've got to be kidding me. Even if they did read it, they'd have no idea what they were talking about. They'd have no idea, absolutely no idea what they were reading. And they would have no idea the consequences. So here we have these people, supposedly, who read it, they didn't read it. Now, let me tell you how it really happens. Well, first of all, who do you think wrote this thing? Oh, the staff members wrote it. The staff members wrote a 1,900-page bill. One person wrote it? Oh, no, there were plenty of people. Well, how do you get plenty of people to write 1,900 pages of a medical care bill, and then you put it together and it's cohesive? Think about it. This is not possible. None of this is possible. Now, I'm going to make my point here, folks, because the progressives, who are the scourge of this nation today, this is what they'll say. Oh, we have staff that do that, and then they delegate this down here, and then they just guide them along. They don't guide them along. They don't have a staff that's capable of doing this. No one has a staff capable of doing this. Folks, my name is Joe Cristiano. I'm your host for Liberty Talk Radio. Our call in number is 646-652-4620. That's 646-652-4620. You can send us email to comments@libertytalkradio.com. That's comments@libertytalkradio.com. Now, this is what really happens. This is given to the staff. The staff don't know what to do. Guess who helps them out? The lobbyist. The lobbyists come in and say, "Don't you got to work a health care bill? Don't worry about it. We have one here for you. Fits the bill perfectly. Don't worry. It has everything in there." And not only that, but here are some bullet points. So you'll look like you know what you're doing. All right. It has this, you know, every kid under 13 is eligible, you know, the da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know. So the lobbyists come in and they provide the health care bill. Now, the lobbyists could be the medical community lobbyist. It could be the pharmaceutical company. It could be anyone. Anyone with a vested interest. That means follow the money, folks. Follow the money. So they give it to the staff member with the promise saying, look, promote this thing, and, you know, when your congressman's term is over and you're out of a job, you've got a job here at the lobbyist firm making $250,000 a year. Now, who's running the country? The congressman? The staff of the congressman? Congress? Or the lobbyist? Think about it. You see, the country is run by two groups, the military and the lobbyist. And the objective of the congressman, the senator, the rep, house, the representative, the rep, is just to get reelected. They don't care how they do it. Now we say, oh, they're stupid. They don't know what they're talking about. I'm going to write to them. Save the ink, save the paper, save the stamp, forget it. Save the email. It doesn't mean anything. They're not going to read it. They don't care. You get a form letter back. You see what I mean? It's not run at all by the people that we elected. It's run by the lobbyist. It's run by the industrial military complex. We do not have a president. We do not have checks and balances. We do not have a Congress. We have none of that. It's all gone, folks. Wake up. It's gone. Finished. We have no more. There is no America. None. Now, the congressman gets it. He gets bullet points. You know, these people are covered, this, that. He may get 5 or 6 bullet points. Then he gets on the air and says, well, you know, on the news network, he goes, well, yes, well, you know, this bill is important because it provides for A, B, C, D. Sounds like he knows what he's talking about. He said, man, this guy really understands the bill. So he talks about it. And, you know, we think it's critical that all the children under 13 years old, or whatever the case may be, I'm making this up, you know, are covered. And I think it's a travesty that we have our children. Rah, 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 rah. And he goes, oh, this guy, he's got a heart. He's looking out for the people. Bada-bing, bada-bang, bada-boom. And you know what it is? He has no idea what he's talking about. He has no idea what the bill says. He's never read it. His staff has never read it. They didn't write it. The lobbyists wrote it. They're getting a $250,000 a year job while we are being put out of business, you know, by these clowns in the circus we call Washington, D.C. America is finished. It's over. It's kaput. We can never get it back. Never. America will never come back. There may be a facade of it coming back, but we'll never get it back. Isn't that sad? My friend's girlfriend, when she cried, justifiably cried. Because it's too late, folks. You think you're going to write your congressman and vote somebody into office? Never going to happen. Ron Paul probably has the largest following of any senator in the United States. He has nationwide and sometimes worldwide following. And the type of press that he gets on TV, well, he's kind of crazy. He's a kook. He's a radical. That's what we get. It is the United Lobbyists of America, not the United States of America. The United States rights, like Andrew Napolitano said, gone. Rights of the states and rights of the people, washed away, gone. It's now all federal. We're all going to be controlled by the big man, by the man himself. And that man is being fed by the lobbyists and the military-industrial complex. No one else. When you wake up to that fact, you will realize that there is absolutely no hope. And anyone that's placed in office that appears to give you hope, it'll be the appearance only. Look at Obama. Change. What do we get? Exponentially more the same crap. And now we're totally disillusioned. Even those people who were diehard fans of Obama are now starting to say, well, you know, they had some tough decisions to make. Maybe they. We got screwed again. And it's not for us. It's not for the people. When we vote, this is the charade. We say, well, this is a republic, a democratic republic. We go out and we vote our people in. We don't vote our people in. The lobbyists vote our people in. They present us who they feel are acceptable. So forget about the health care bill. Just forget about it. We are going to get some type of bill. Now, you can imagine when they say, well, we have to go in, it's going into committee to discuss. If they didn't read the bill, what are they going to discuss? 1,900 pages. We can't remember in this little meeting that I made up, this fictitious meeting, we could decide what time to walk the dog. We're all in disagreement. Well, 3 o'clock, I take a nap. You know, we couldn't agree to walk the dog at 3 o'clock. 1,900 pages, small print, of all sorts of legal stuff about every single disease in the world. You know, they're going to go in there and discuss it. What do you think they discuss? They discuss what their lobbyist wants to see in the bill, folks. You understand? That's how it works. Their lobbyist says, hey, we wrote the bill. We know it's in it. Someone changed this. This is gone. We don't like this. We're going to make less money. You better do this. Now, let me say this. People say, well, the lobbyists are wrong. No, the lobbyists are not wrong. The lobbyists are doing nothing wrong. They're doing their job. They say, well, the pharmaceutical companies, the medical industry, they need to be controlled. Look at all the horrible things they're doing. They're not doing anything wrong at all. They're hiring lobbyists to get their way. That's their job. Their job is a return on investment for their stockholders. That's their job, and they're doing a great job of that. You want to know who's not doing the job? Our congressmen. Our congressmen are not doing the job because they're not protecting us. They are cowing down to the lobbyists because they're making a fortune. They're becoming multi-millionaires on this. And when they leave, they don't care. They're going to have a life of luxury. They forget about everything. They go and they live a life of Riley. That's how it works. Follow the money, folks. Don't say, oh, those congressmen, they're stupid. They don't know. I'm going to write to them and tell them that I'll free them. What garbage. What absolute. When people do that, I want to vomit on them. I tell you, that sounds disgusting, but I do want to do that. I said, will you please stop being so stupid? The congressmen know exactly what they're doing and why they're doing it. Nothing is done by mistake. Everything is deliberate. And the reason why they go in committee is because what they're going to do is they're going to hash out those points that the lobbyists want to see changed. And if you don't fight for it, you don't get the $250,000 lobbyist job when you get out. And your congressman may lose his election next time and may not run again. You're out of a job. You want that cushy job as a lobbyist. You want to be an inside person. You want to be the person running America. You're not stupid. And then we sit home at night listening to Barack Obama talk about health care so we can learn a little bit more about it. What are we, stupid? We should take the TV sets and roll them all down the street into the sewer. You know, and if we did that, the politicians would go crazy because there would be no way for them to hoodwink us anymore. They know we don't open up our mail because we can't read. We're stupid. We can't even read anymore. So they have to rely on TV and put on this charade like they're doing something for us so we would vote for them again. Folks, it really is bad. It's not only bad, it's too, in my opinion, too damn late. Think about health care reform. Has nothing to do with health care reform. Nothing. Has nothing to do with you, your children, the goodness of America, the health of the people. Nothing, nothing, nothing. It has to do with passing what the lobbyists want to see passed because it enriches the companies that hire the lobbyist. Very simple. Very, 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 very simple. No more complicated than that. And I don't blame them. They're doing their job. It's our Congress that is not doing their job. Not more regulation. More regulation means more lobbyists. Means more money for these companies. Why do you think Obama has meetings with the medical industry and the pharmaceutical industry? Closed-door meetings with these people. Then he gets on TV, goes, we have to restrain, baby, because they know it's all stupid garbage. They know it's all rhetoric. And then he gets behind closed doors and they work things out. Because they're the only ones that know what's in the bill. And quite frankly, he doesn't care what's in the bill. Doesn't care. Can say when you're 40 years old, you get put to the guillotine. Doesn't care. All he wants to know, where's the money? Folks, I hope that enlightened you. It certainly frightens me. This is the end of today's broadcast. We'd like to thank Red Shakers Audiology for their financial support, and we'd like to thank you for listening in. You can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends and let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. Remember, you're either allowing your liberties to be taken away or striving to protect them. Unfortunately, there's no middle ground. Folks, freedom is like riding a motorcycle. You feel free, liberated, your life is in your own hands. But with that freedom comes responsibility and risk. The government is like training wheels. They control your ride and every move. Ron Paul has a sign that says, don't steal, the government hates competition. With that, until next time, I'm Joe Cristiano. This is Liberty Talk Radio. Stay well. Stay tuned.